Welcome back, Whoa, Whoa, Land. There's a little bit of he said, she said going on in local politics. In case you missed it, five Republican city councilmen drafted a letter to Mayor Tom Henry that is causing a little bit of a stir. Jason Arp, Tom Didier, Paul Ensley, Tom Freistoffer, and Russ Yale all signed this letter questioning the mayor where the funding is coming from for this $200 cash payment incentive to city employees who reveal their vaccination status. Plus, they said the mayor decided this vaccine incentive without any city council discussion. They also accused the mayor of politicizing city employees' health benefits, so on and so forth. You can read the full letter at wowo.com. The mayor's office has since released a statement themselves earlier this week. So to tell us more, we're turning to Mayor Tom Henry. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
Did I sum that up well enough, Mayor? I mean, what is going on?
Pretty good.
Going
back to their letter, first of all, it's interesting that they say that my decision to do something was politicized. Why only the five Republicans on council signed this letter? I talked to the four Democrats, and none of them were consulted at all. So who's really playing politics? It was quite interesting that they used that terminology. So that kind of is a little confusing to me. Secondly, the money that we used as an incentive for employees to be vaccinated, that was simply an option that they had available to them. If they don't want to be vaccinated, that certainly is their prerogative. I wish they would. I think we have science on our side. A little incentive for those that have been vaccinated or who are going to be, we took money out of the employee health insurance fund, which does not require council approval. It's a personnel matter. We don't take personnel matters to city council, nor is this particular fund an appropriated fund by council. So they knew that. Obviously, one of the council members, and I'm going to go ahead and name names. I think it was Rush Yale, who for one reason or another has decided to take the administration on at almost every term, which really disturbs me. It's very unprofessional. But nevertheless, it appears that they're trying to make something out of nothing. It's simply a fund that we can use for health insurance benefits. The rest administration and I sat down. We talked to the health board. We talked to other cities. And incidentally, the county's doing this as well. So it's hard for me to understand their motivation.
So legally, you do not have to notify city council or get their authority in any way, shape, or form to move forward with these vaccine incentives, right?
That is correct.
So did you talk about it with any members of the body? Because I spoke with Councilman Tom Didier recently, and he said he had no idea it was happening.
No, I had talked to a couple of different council members. Councilman Ensley, I talked to him. He told me that he was not real excited about that particular initiative, but I did, in fact, tell him. We also told all council members that morning that we were going to proceed with a press conference announcing we were going to do this, and not one council member called me. They saved it up for a couple of days and then wrote this blasphemous letter accusing my administration of, again, doing several things that they interpret as being political in nature, when in fact it certainly was not.
Can you also just specify where the money for these $200 cash payments are coming from? Because I think that's where there was a lot of confusion.
We have an employee wellness fund that builds up as a result of our employees practicing a number of wellness programs that we have put forward. For instance, we give them discounts on membership to health clubs. And as a result, hopefully they utilize it, they stay healthy, and we incur less medical expenses. We have a number of those that we have worked out with all kinds of health clubs in town. They get discounts in other vaccinations. And all of this money that is then saved is truly their money. It's money that we've been able to accumulate as a result of them practicing good wellness programs.
Mm-hmm.
So their money. And all we did was say, okay, we've accumulated this much money as a result of you doing the right thing, so we're going to give it back to you.
Really quick, Mayor Henry, since I have you, and we're almost out of time, but I want to ask you anyway. When you made this announcement, it was a week or two ago, about these vaccine incentives and so on and so forth, you also kind of mentioned some further incentives, but you didn't really say what they were. Are you able to share with us what those other incentives would be?
Well, we're still working on looking at other options. If this particular option does not work, that we still only have, you know, a small percentage of employees who are vaccinated, although I will say it's beginning to rise. But nevertheless, if it's not at a percentage that we feel is appropriate, then we're going to take a look at other options. You know, it's unfortunate that the president had to come down with some rather strong initiatives in order to kind of push people forward. So obviously he was looking at it. I know our governor is constantly looking at different options. And I think we in leadership roles, that's our responsibility to do all we can to make sure that our citizens stay safe.
I know you commented on the fact that these five Republican councilmen said that you were kind of politicizing the pandemic, but they also said in this letter, and I want to read it directly to you, so I'm not putting words in anyone's mouths. I'm just going to read the whole statement. It says, during these difficult times, few issues are more polarizing than forced vaccinations. By politicizing city employees' health benefits, the legitimate discussion of employee vaccine bonuses is impossible, and the divisive us versus them mentality is reinforced. What say you, Mayor Henry, about that comment that this is divisive and creates an us versus them mentality?
Well, first of all, their initial comment was that it was mandatory vaccination. It's not mandatory. It's still optional. And all we're saying is we have this money available to you, which we accumulated as a result of good action that's been taken by employees. We'd like to share that back with you, but we believe, the administration believes, that vaccination is the right way to go. So as an option to you, if you get vaccinated, we'll share some of this money with you. If you don't want to be, that's fine. Nobody's forcing you to be vaccinated. All we're saying is, here is an option that's available mm-hmm. to you. If you want to exercise that option, fine. If you don't want to, that's okay. Never once was mandatory vaccination mentioned. I don't know where they came up with that term, but it goes back to this whole politicizing. Kayla, it's quite obvious if you read their letter and the fact that only Republicans signed it. Doesn't that say something to you?
We do have a copy of the letter posted at wowo.com if listeners want to check it out for themselves. Mayor Henry, I'm way out of time, but I appreciate your time this week, and have a great weekend.
And you do the same.
Podcasts by Federated Media.